To begin today's podcast, we bring you the treasure map. Find out how to make your partner have the orgasm of their life. We take an in-depth look into the male and female orgasm and explore how the pleasure can grow and grow and grow. After this, we will learn the art of the mudra and learn how they connect physical or bodily attitudes to spiritual realities. In yoga, they serve as a support for focusing our thoughts upon the divine. We end today's session with a beautiful meditation entitled Gratitude Towards God. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Men, women, and orgasm. The woman of the third millennium is increasingly involved in what have traditionally been considered men's business, such as politics, religion, and so forth. She has great decisions to make, important responsibilities. She has to be an impartial boss, an expert in areas such as infant psychology or international gastronomy. However, despite her self-confidence in so many domains, when it comes to lovemaking, you feel her hesitant. The Iron Lady has suddenly become vulnerable, insecure, and withdrawn. Feminine sexuality, and it would not be untrue to simply say sexuality, is partly an unknown land in the West, in the sense that we're just now discovering what the Orient has sustained and practiced for millennia. In the following, we will examine some aspects that will prove helpful, we hope, for both women and men. The first point we wish to emphasize is the fact that orgasm is a combination of many variable parameters, including love, trust, tenderness, courage, and most of all, perhaps, open communication with your partner. It can be difficult to have a tremendous erotic experience during the first night of lovemaking, especially with a new partner. So don't blame yourself or your partner if it does not turn out to be the bedrocking experience of your life. Simply give it time, and you'll see that making love with sexual continence, love in a sacred atmosphere, will propel your erotic life on peaks whose existence you most probably never suspected. It is maybe just as dangerous to consider that orgasm has to be the only acceptable way of concluding a sexual act. There are moments when the need for tenderness is greater. However, as it has been proven, during a profound orgasm achieved through sexual continence, the body secretes so-called happiness hormones, or endorphins, which are responsible for the increased energy and euphoria following it. The treasure map. Find out how to make her have the orgasm of her life until the very next one. After the partners have understood that we, human beings, are a species meant for happiness, they've engaged in a search for the tools to reach it. The starting point in their research is naturally the body. Mother Nature endowed women with two important places that can help many men in their pursuit of happiness. These are the G-spot and the less famous, yet not any less sensitive, U-spot. It is the spot placed between the clitoris and the opening of the urethra. It is important to note that there are certain specialists who say that this spot has top erotic valences. However, the clitoris is the gift Mother Nature has granted women, as it is the only organ meant just for pleasure. It is important that a man knows the secret resort which will open the door for memorable pleasures and the ways to activate it. More than a century ago, Freud said the only mature organ is the vagina. His theories were revolutionary for those times, but he must have had a rough time practicing And you know what they say, an ounce of practice is worth tons of theory. Later, some specialists in the field thought they could reinvent pleasure, loudly proclaiming the superiority of the clitoridian orgasm. Yet, all these specialists have one major shortcoming. They are men. And being such, men would do better field research and see for themselves how things really go, instead of wasting their time issuing theories that sooner or later will be forgotten or replaced. Regardless of the way a woman reaches orgasm, clitoridian, vaginal, or so on, all types of orgasm generate the same physiological reactions. A huge discharge of cerebral neurotransmitters responsible for the feelings of intense pleasure. Men, women, and orgasm. For centuries, masturbation has been correlated to the lowest of the lowest. From epilepsy crises to asthmatic ones, and the guardians of morality have severely sanctioned self-pleasuring as an immoral, sick act. Even today, we're not totally at ease with it, and the orgasms we have by ourselves have a strong flavor of smuggling. However, statistics show that over 80% of women masturbate. At the same time, it's a fact of common knowledge that men enjoy masturbation to a great degree. It had better be a healthy one too, because too much in this regard is not good. The good news is that, man or woman, you may use the discoveries you make during these exercises in order to improve your sexual life. That is, getting to know yourself better, getting to know what you like the most, discovering your most sensitive parts, is an important basis on which you may build an exceptional erotic experience. Nevertheless, masturbation needs not become more than this. Guide your lover and teach him or her what you like most. He or she will surely appreciate this, and the trust and intimacy between you two will grow. In the West, the simultaneous orgasm has become quite popular, but in the Oriental erotica it has been known for thousands of years. However, as ideal and desirable as it is, the simultaneous orgasm is quite an achievement, because our individual needs and rhythms are so different. It is nonetheless possible for you to achieve this. The two partners have to really love and know each other very well, though. Some hints. Delay the penetration until you both reach the highest degree of sexual arousal. Choose a position from which both of you will benefit and get carried away. The chances are bigger thus, but if nothing breathtaking happens, have patience. Tomorrow is another day. The multi-orgasmic woman. Sex specialists say that any woman can have multiple orgasms, and it's true. However, you have to recourse to certain tricks. Usually, the first orgasm is obtained through oral stimulation. Vary the pace, the rhythm, and the style of the stimulation. Combine the manual stimulation with other kinds. Change positions. The pluriorgasmatic woman and men have a certain emotional profile. They don't have any sexual inhibitions. They tenderly cuddle their erotic fantasies instead of repressing them. They're open to and enjoy masturbation, as well as manual and oral stimulation offered by their partner. The term orgasm originates from the Greek orgao, which means to be filled with delight and passion. Consequently, to the present day, the term orgasm defines the climax moment of intense and profound erotic ecstasy. By erotic satisfaction and orgasm, we usually understand a series of physiological phenomena which imply the expulsion of certain fluids and substantial components, sperm and the liquids of a woman, associated with an intense state of happiness. Nonetheless, the sages of the Orient have noticed, as many other people undoubtedly have also noticed, that after such an experience, all the euphoria, all the effervescence which enlivened us in the beginning of the erotic act, are now gone, replaced by sleep and exhaustion. Another essential observation is that we may experience orgasm and the states associated with it in the absence of this discharge of essential liquids, which is necessary only for purposes of procreation. When this physiological discharge no longer occurs, when it is under the control of one's own will, the substances usually eliminated are transformed and sublimed into other forms of energy, allowing thus the experiencing of unimaginable states of bliss. Consequently, when we choose not to waste these precious substances, owing to the energetic alchemy that occurs naturally during such an erotic act, we may easily reach the multi-orgasmic level and experience amazing phenomena and processes compared to what we've experienced so far. The one thing that each one of us has to do now is to practice.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. Mudra. The attitude creates the aptitude. In Sanskrit, mudra means seal or sign. It is a symbolic gesture performed with the hands or the whole body which generates a specific resonance according to our intentions. We perform mudras with certain parts of the body, especially our hands, or through certain specific bodily positions, whose main goal is to connect the yogi with subtle energies from their macrocosmos, helping him to become integrated in certain subtle spheres or fields of energy. A mudra, whether expressed as a hand gesture or as a bodily pose, acts on two levels. It expresses the inner state of the one performing the mudra, or helps him resonate with certain energies and aspects of the universe. But it also helps to preserve one's experiences within, allowing them to mature rather than to dissipate and vanish. Mudras connect physical or bodily attitudes to spiritual realities. In yoga, they serve as a support for focusing thoughts upon the divine, just as in the Christian tradition we find, for example, the mudra of bringing the hands together in prayer, in order to enhance its spiritual effects. Mudras facilitate the assimilation of certain inner states or aptitudes, anticipating them through a certain attitude correlated with their physical manifestation, and thus contributing to the re-establishment of the harmony between humankind and the universe. The effect of the mudras is quite powerful, and we may easily perceive this when performing them. Furthermore, we have to know the significance and purpose of each mudra in advance, because they generate an instantaneous resonance with certain archetypal gestures. If we perform an adequate gesture, the macrocosmos will answer us instantly, in the very microcosmos of our being. From a certain point of view, we may even associate all the postures of Hatha Yoga with mudras. Nonetheless, not all mudras are Hatha Yoga postures. Far from being static poses or mere physical stretches or exercises, as it may appear with asanas of Hatha Yoga, the mudras express the inner state of the practitioner. More than that, a Hatha Yoga posture approached as a mudra may even turn the body into a vessel, containing and maintaining the energy of the prana or breath and preventing it from being wasted. Just as it is important to perform the asanas correctly, because thus one may become charged with energy instead of dissipating the energy performing the pose in an incorrect manner, it is also very important that you perform the mudras correctly. We will now introduce you to some mudras to become familiar and acquainted with them. Later on, we'll describe how these mudras should be performed. We will only describe how they can be performed and the name and the place where they should be performed. For further information, please check our site at tantramag.com. Sankalpa Mudra is usually performed at the beginning of worship rituals. Its effect is directed to spiritual integration in the harmony of space and time. Matsya Mudra, the gesture of the fish, symbolizes swimming across existence in a state of detachment. It grants protection. Dhenu Mudra, the gesture of the cow, symbolizes the offering of gifts filled with love to your worshipped goddess or god. Lelihana Mudra. Literally, this means going out. This gesture symbolizes the fact that our only salvation is God. Tattva Mudra. The gesture of the principle. This mudra refers to the perception of one's beloved deity in the heart. Samni Dapani Mudra. The message of this mudra is, I understand that many worshippers yearn for your presence, but please grant me this blessing and forgive my daring. Avahani Mudra, the gesture of invitation. It is used for invoking one's worship deity.
Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of gratitude towards God. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the gratitude towards God.
Oh,
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.